Kimberley-based married music duo The Eisenhowers have met and exceeded their Kickstarter target of $18,000 and will now head to Vancouver, BC to record their new album. In an email interview with The Bulletin, The Eisenhowers said that meeting their target has them feeling relieved, excited and a tiny bit nervous all at the same time. But mostly relief. Read more. Kimberley-based married music duo launch Kickstarter to fund 10th album together. Local event coordinator Natalie Skokin organized a concert at Center 64 on Wednesday, April 17 to help them meet their goal. Singer-songwriter Oliver McQuaid was the opening act. "The gig at Center 64 was amazing," the Eisenhowers said. "The crowd was extremely generous and attentive. It was a magical show, and for us a reminder of the healing that comes from sharing an evening of music. Also, Oliver McQuaid blew us away, that guy can sing. We felt the love and support for sure." They left for Vancouver on Friday, April 19, with all four kids and their dog in tow, where they will play a couple gigs before they get down to business in the world-renowned Warehouse Studio, owned by Bryan Adams. These shows will give them a little more time to iron out their songs before they start the recording process on April 24. "Playing live is really where you get a chance to feel how these songs are actually supposed to exist in the world," they said. "We can tell a lot better if a song landed or missed the mark. So hopefully a few more shows will help us get closer to the mark there." Following the completion of their new record, the Eisenhowers will hit the road for a tour across Canada. They've already started to book some dates and say they'd love to play in Kimberley again as well, especially following the success of their April 17 show that was nearly sold out. "Honestly, the show at Center 64 was pretty last minute, but Natalie was pretty confident that the Kimberley crowd would show up and support us, and she was very correct," they said. "So without wanting to overplay in our new hometown, we'd definitely love to do something again in the future here locally. Such an amazing place to live, and we feel so blessed to be here among great people and amongst the most beautiful landscape." Follow along with their journey and watch for the release date of their new album at theeisenhowers.com.